Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
No agreement on the next one because the UK government has announced changes to its proposed controversial legacy legislation, but the new amendments have been dismissed by campaigners. The Northern Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, said the changes have been made after listening to groups opposed to the bill, but Amnesty UK said the British government was treating victims with contempt and the changes would do nothing, they say, to address the fundamental flaws of the bill. For more, I'm joined by Gráinne Teggart, who's Amnesty International UK's Northern Ireland Deputy Director. Gráinne, you're very welcome to the programme. The British government are saying that they've listened to groups, they've listened to families and victims of the Troubles, and that these amendments are brought forward after that consultation.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard the UK government make that claim, but the reality is, and it's laid bare in these amendments, that they haven't listened to anyone. If the UK government had been paying attention to the overwhelming opposition to this bill, they would have heard very clearly and unequivocally that that victims do not want this legislation. There is little support for it anywhere. The Irish government have been very unequivocal in their opposition also. And they find themselves also isolated on the international stage with the various other criticisms that have come from the United Nations and the Council of Europe. So regrettably, these amendments change very little in terms of the bill and the core aim of it, which is to permanently deny justice and truth to victims of the conflict. The amendments published yesterday change absolutely nothing in that regard.
So the amendments last night, now the bill is moving towards completion at the House of Lords. The reason they're moving ahead with this, they say, is that the chances of getting a criminal conviction after all this time is, I think they use the phrase, vanishingly rare. Are they not right?
Well, I mean, it's not just about, we have to remember as well, it's not just about securing convictions, although there has been those developments recently at the end of last year in the case of Aidan McInnesby. This is about victims getting to the truth of what actually happened to their loved one. And regrettably, the proposals under this bill will not deliver truth, justice or accountability to victims. In fact, in some instances with the amendments last night, it's actually worsened the situation for victims, because whilst we do have a patchwork of mechanisms in the North for victims at the moment, they are working. Some are working better than others. If we take inquests, for example, the amendments brought forward by the UK government in that regard now mean that if an inquest which is underway but is not at the stage of receiving its verdict will now be ended also. So that is just a further devastating blow for victims.
On inquests,
but of course, in all of
Gráinne,
this, it's not too late for the UK government to do the right thing and drop the bill.
But it's unlikely they'll do that, it seems, at this stage. The Northern Ireland Minister, Jonathan Cain, made commitments, didn't he, to continue inquests if they've gone past the first hearing. Would that not appease opponents of the bill? It doesn't appease you, it seems.
Well, it doesn't appease. I mean, everyone is very united, I have to say, in the opposition to this bill. It's actually one thing that the UK government have achieved with it, which is to unite communities against it. I mean, I suppose we do have to think now that, considering the majority that the Conservative Party have in the UK Parliament, the prospects are that this bill will likely become law. And in those circumstances, the question is then raised about the challenge, the seemingly inevitable legal challenges that this bill, this legislation will then face. And we as Amnesty have made very clear calls to the Irish government in that regard around taking an interstate case to the European Court of Human Rights. And when, with a group of victims, I met with the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin just before the Good Friday Agreement anniversary, you know, at that point we called for a public marker to be put down that the interstate case would be taken if the UK government continued to ignore the overwhelming opposition and push this bill through to law. So we welcome the fact that that remains a possibility. Okay. But given that the UK government have now shown their hand, if you like, and this is the limit of the changes they're willing to make to that bill, then it's very clear that the Irish government now needs to begin to make preparations for that interstate case.
We'll see if
because
that response...
it's not right that the burden for that legal challenge should solely fall to victims, many of whom, as we know, have been fighting for decades for some measure of truth, justice and accountability.
Well, let's see if that response is forthcoming from Dublin. Gráinne Teggart, Amnesty International UK's Northern Ireland Deputy Director, thank you very much indeed for joining us.